celebrating Hindu festivals such as Shivaratri and Holi and other such events in ISKCON temples. And there's one example, some link is given which I didn't bother to look at. It's about Shivaratri at ISKCON Scarborough. ISKCON Scarborough refers to an ISKCON center in Canada. I was there fairly recently. Is it necessary to celebrate Hindu festivals? No. Is it correct? Generally, no. I believe there's even a GBC rule about that. There may be some exceptions, just like in Dhaka, in Bangladesh. You were there with me at Shivratri? We had a large property donated to ISKCON, which was already a Shiva temple and a Kali temple. And we built a temporary temple there. I believe a full temple's going on there now for Jagannath. So daily we do the puja there of Shiva and Kali. But the main, the center is very clearly on Krishna consciousness. Our devotees do the puja. I mean, they've got a fantastic property right in the heart of the city. Should definitely have taken it. And not saying, well, we can't worship Shiva. We can. We worship them as Vaishnavas. And on Shivaratri, many people were coming throughout the day and devotees were doing kirtan. They should have done just Hare Krishna kirtan all day. I tried to get them to do only Hare Krishna, but they were singing all kinds of things. Also, in Baroda, the Shiva temple was built on the property. There was some reason for that, because the local corporation wanted to take away part of the land to build a road. So a Shiva temple was built and pretended. Oops. I don't know if we should say all this. We said, well, actually, it's an ancient temple. The worship's been going on for a long time and all this and that. And on these grounds, they managed to stop the road being built. Whoops. Why it had to be a Shiva temple? Well, it could have been another Krishna temple, but I guess that was... There's no harm to worshipping Lord Shiva on the side, you could say, if we take over an old temple like that and make it into a Krishna temple on the property. Although it's not the main business of devotees. Shivratri, there are directions for celebrating Shivratri given in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is an important book of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. But as Srila Prabhupada and our recent acharyas have not introduce this, then better we don't. Oh, another point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the Yogpit installed the Shiva lingas also, because he said that Jagannath Mishra was worshipping them. And that also goes on. Most people go to the Yogpit and they're not even aware there are Shiva lingas there. Were you aware? You don't know? They're just exactly behind. There's the temple at the side with a picture of Shachi Jagannath and baby Nimai, just exactly behind, just right behind that. There's the Shiva lingas are there, but most people don't know. They do the worship, and like I said, they don't make a big thing of it. Well, it is proposed that, well, if we perform these festivals and many Hindus will come and we can teach them to do it in a Vaishnava manner. Yeah, there's a problem with that. Then how far do you take this? We can do Christmas also. Eid. What are you gonna do? Ramadan? Who wants to follow Ramadan? Fast all day, we can have the Muslims come and give them iftar of vegetarian iftar. well, no, worshipping the demigods is more with, I mean, that's within the Vedic culture. I'm not in favor of that, because just stick to our own culture, what Prabhupada gave us, that's all. Otherwise, in the name of for preaching, you know, gradually it will become diverted. Holy celebration, well, we celebrate God, apart from anything else, we celebrate Gaur Purnima on that day, so why should we perform holy? We don't even, on that day there's supposed to be Dol Yatra for Radha Krishna. We don't even do that because we're celebrating Gaur Purnima. So in general, if we stick to what Prabhupada gave us, it's better. There are innumerable kinds of other things which could be done, and maybe in course of time different people will do different things, but at least as far as the core of ISKCON is concerned, it's better that we just follow what Prabhupada gave us. Otherwise it becomes changed so much it'll be unrecognizable. And other people, well, other people will do so many things. There may be, just like in, there's one temple in America which one devotee, he has festivals and they're very much oriented toward the public, and many people come. I think they do holy, many members of the American public come, which is good to get members of the American public, and they have fun throwing the colors at each other and this and that. So you may say, well, it helps us to be more socially integrated, and gradually people come to like our movement. The problem is they come to like it, but not for the reasons that that we want them to like it. That for Krishna, we're here to surrender to Krishna. So different people may do different things, but as I see it, the core of our movement should be strictly following what Prabhupada said. And then others who are, they may be not exactly under the GBC or whatever, then they may do and will do all kinds of different things. But we should maintain something as the standard to come up to. Otherwise, if we say, well, we're just changing this for preaching, then there's no standard or ideal for people to come up to, where we are just simply following Prabhupada and centering on Krishna. We change everything so much, then that won't be visible anymore.